Okay, okay. Live in location at the 24G apartment. Welcome to the show. My name is Raph.
My name is James.
My name is Butch.
And welcome to the 24G podcast.
And oh, we're the new Normans.
Starting this shit. All right. Welcome to the 24G podcast. My name is Butch.
And I'm Raph.
My name is James.
Yeah. Welcome everybody to the show.
And Raph is here again.
Yep. That's right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is this probably one of those episodes where you just come and go again?
Maybe. Could be.
He's like Driftwood.
Yeah.
Just comes back whenever he wants to.
I gotta ask you, bro, like, anything happening to you recently that, like, kind of, like, fucked you up? Or, like, made you, like, mad and shit?
Mad?
Anything? Any driving experiences right now?
Uh-huh.
No.
You know why I'm asking this?
Why?
Because in one of the episodes, James was, like, so mad and shit.
Really?
He was, like, so mad because he had an... Why don't you tell him that fucking story?
Dude!
Because he doesn't listen to the fucking show. If he just listens to the fucking show, he would know. But he doesn't, because so you gotta fill him in.
Okay.
Dude.
He doesn't know.
Sa bank, pare, mag-withdraw ng pera sa ATM.
Uh-huh.
This old lady takes her time.
He's not really old.
Hindi sobrang old. Siguro mga mid-40s, ganyan.
Okay.
And sobrang tagal niya sa ATM.
Baka yung na-activate niya.
No.
Okay.
He was smart enough to say that shit.
She was taking really long. He thought
that the girl was activating her ATM.
Yeah.
So he was smart enough to think about that shit.
No.
Because
when you're activating your ATM, you just have to change pin and it goes out.
No, but
no,
for first timer.
Because no.
You don't know.
Was that a Saturday?
It's a Saturday. Tapos ang dami niyang cards.
Yeah, he's mad again, bro.
Come on, dude. Not me.
Look at him right now.
I was watching her.
Look at him right now. He was mad again.
I see in your eyes.
No, I was watching her.
Because you're so fucking ignorant right now. You're making him mad, dude. It's like you're taking the side of the girl. Don't do that, bro.
Man.
Look at him. He's so mad right now, dude.
You don't change pin on a Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, because you do it on a weekday because you want to withdraw money on Saturday to buy shit. Come on, man.
How long did it take?
And you're not doing it inside the mall.
How long did it take?
It took a very long time that I had to move to another ATM. And that ATM had the same line. Come on, man. Same line of five people finishes and she's still
there. Okay. Why don't we all calm down right now?
Okay.
All right.
I don't think he gets it.
I don't think he might get it. But because. but yo, seriously, bro,
here
Raph.
Here you go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll give him that shit. So if you're probably in the same situation as James, you probably like blow up and shit.
I might have.
Yeah, because you're also impatient, equally impatient.
Indeed.
Yeah.
No, I was patient that time. I know I was. Because if I wasn't patient, I would have just moved to the other side. But
why didn't you move anyway? Why didn't you move anyway?
Because I didn't want anyone to take my spot there.
No, I mean, if like one ATM is open, then why did you just go there?
Because we weren't sure na okay yung sa kabila.
Okay.
So, I just
hassle yun,
that no? I'm that patient na parang, okay, nandito lang ako sa line na to. I'm waiting. And,
would you have changed?
I would have changed.
Yeah, I would have too.
No, but that's where the hassle is. Yung lumipat ka, tas putang ina, hindi gumagana.
Sa hindi rin gumagana.
Tas pagbalik mo doon sa dating linya, putang haba, doon sa likod, hindi ka makabalik. And then, tas lahat ng tao, titingnan ka na para, tangin ang taka mo eh. Hindi ka makabalik.
Lalo na pag may mga guard doon, parang sila nakikita nila lahat eh. They see everything.
Yung hassle, yung pag-alis mo, umalis na rin yung sarap mo.
Diba? Oh my God.
Okay. Actually, that was sort of to be an intro, but you know, James exploded already. And what we want to talk about right now is what are the ano ba yung mga things or your pet peeves? Like things like pet blow peeves. Your steam, bro.
That just blew my steam.
Yeah, I know. One of the many things that blow your steam. I'm gonna start, dude. I'm gonna start. You know what I hate? Actually, in the gym.
Ano yun?
In the gym.
Hindi nagpupunas ng pinagamit na gamit?
No, not really, because I do that. So come on! I don't give a shit.
What?
Like, yeah.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, let's say I use the bench. After I bench, like, yeah, man, enjoy my sweat, motherfucker.
That's what this is the reason why I don't go to gyms.
Yeah, oh. That was a long time ago, but
I don't do that.
Yeah, okay. Because I do that. I don't care. I don't give a shit. This is a gym. Everybody fucking sweats. So, yeah. You know,
na,
enjoy
pag
my
may
shit.
Sakit, pag may sakit yung bago sa'yo, pare. Yeah. GG
pero ngayon, nag-gym ako dito sa condo. I bring an alcohol and I, like, spray a lot.
It's COVID.
Yeah, because of COVID. Yeah, for sure. So anyway, in the gym, I hate those dudes who hug the machine.
Ay, matagal sa machine?
Yeah, and then they're like texting and shit. Because me, matagal ako sa bar and shit. Matagal talaga ako when I lift. But I don't spend my time in my phone. It's because the sets I do are long. Especially when we do 3 sets and 10 reps. It takes a while. Then you get like 2 minutes rest in between. So I take a while. But some people just sit there, do nothing. And then they hug the machine, and that just pisses me off. That's just like one thing. So you can talk about anything that fucking pisses you off, bro. Like another thing I just remembered, and this happened like yesterday, a while ago, or I think, that whenever, somebody, Micah just gave me like the a cue card. One thing I hate, people who wear sandals in the fucking mall.
Huh?
Yeah, that pisses me off, bro. Like, more than anything.
Talaga?
Yeah, especially when you're wearing a sando, you're wearing shorts, and then you're wearing sneakers, and then your socks are fucking high.
Ah, parang nag-basketball ka?
No, I think that's what the Gen Zs are wearing right now.
Lol?
Yeah. Yung mataas yung medyas nila.
Nagagalit sa Gen Z to.
Yeah.
Pag naita ng Gen Z to, pare, buta, nag-fume up siya, tinan mo. He started it.
No,
it's
no,
gonna
no.
Go
yun,
on.
Yung pet peeve mo yun, Gen
no, no.
Z.
I hate it when people are wearing sandals in the mall. I mean, why would you fucking do that?
Paano pag ako nag-sando sa mall tapos naka-chinelas din ako?
I'm gonna hate you, bro.
As in, bibili lang ako ng...
I mean, you can do it in a supermarket.
Mag-withdraw lang
let's say, for example, here,
bangko.
Yung tabing Save Mart ko, man, I go there wearing sandals. That's okay, because you're buying shit. You're just in and
ayun,
out.
Ayun, yun. Ganun nga, ganun yeah. Nga. Pupunta lang ako sa mall, bibili.
But if you're gonna go to a mall...
Ikot ka talaga.
Just ikot ka talaga, and you're wearing that sando. And it's so fucking cold. Even before I saw somebody watch the movie wearing a sando, that's like, what the fuck, man?
Hindi ko pwede gawin yun.
No, because they're like fucking idiots to do it.
Meron.
Seen it many times.
Nakasando ka sa movie.
First of all, I really don't get the yung porma mo na nakasando ka. I don't fucking get it. What are you trying to prove? You got a nice body? People seeing your armpit hair and shit? Nobody likes to see that. They can see your nipples when you like reach out and shit. I mean, that's like fucking stupid.
Kasi parang nagsando ka sa MRT gago at saka sa bus.
Oh, tas nakaangat yung kamay mo doon.
Ka pare.
Oh, tangina yung lalo na sa MRT, 'di ba? It's like before, now maluwag, pero before it's like cramped up and shit. And then you're wearing a sando and then you have to hold and then your armpit is like shown, you see everybody and shit.
Tas tangina nagbuo yung deodorant sa kilikili mo.
Oh, 'di ba? Parang I don't get it. Why do you fucking need to do that? Fashion statement?
Could be.
Yeah, so if you're wearing those sandals and shit in the mall, fuck you. I'm gonna say that.
Galit siya, man.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it. It pissed me off.
Yeah, he did that to himself.
Indeed. No, I really hate it. I mean, don't do that.
What about you?
No, he just said it. How about you?
Oh, yeah, I don't like loud chewing.
Ayun, oh, yung pet peeve niya. Yun sa kanya, like ko sinasabi sa anak ko eh, huwag kang ganyan kumain, magagalit si Tito James.
Oh, it depends.
Oh, no, hindi ko kaya.
So, yung garapal, yung...
Oo, pare, bad trip yun. Sobrang bad trip man, pare. Yeah, lalo na yung buta, yung lumalak.
So, do you like call them out?
Gaganon. Minsan hindi, pero yeah. Buta, alam mo yung nanggigil.
Yung sa gitna ng door, excuse me, can you don't do that shit?
Oo. Yeah. Pero ako parang, ah, shit. Lalo na lang ako, minsan lumalayo ako. Ingay. Kaya gusto ko makain sa sasakyan ko pag break time. Eh. Tahimik lang.
fuck! May mga gumaganon.
Ngayon, sa kantin, may maririnig ako eh. Fuck, man.
You know what I hate? I hate it when people don't like, yung hindi marunong pumila. Yung sumisingit.
Ah,
alam mo yung haba ng pila, tapos merong isa doon yung, tangina yung mag-itatraverse pa niya yung line eh. Yung chichempo siya kung saan ako singit. Yung parang, tapos yung uunti-unti pa siyang gigilid. Fuck! I hate that! Like that, like, pisses me off. And you know what? When I'm in a line and may sumisingit, I really call them out. Like, oy, may pila, may pila. Singa ganun ako.
Ah, ganun din ako. Kasi parang,
sa likod yung pila.
Yeah. I really hate it. That just pisses me off, man.
Oh, nga naman.
Any pet peeves from you, bro?
Oh, iniisip ko pet peeve.
Like in driving.
No justice.
No justice. Parang like, ano eh, pero yung, parang wala eh. Pero alam mo kung saan ako naasar? Pag ginigising ako.
Ha? Really?
Oo.
Why?
Sarap ko matulog eh.
Yeah, that's
tapos
true.
Tapos pag gigising ako, kakina ano ba?
Pet peeve mo yun?
Oo. Oh.
Well, paano yun?
How does, no? How does your wife wake you up, bro?
Lagi siya susungitan.
Oh. Wait.
Hindi siya pet peeve.
Paano pag sa bus?
Di ba nga yung kwento ko yung ginising ako nung konduktor?
Nagkalit ka sa kanya?
Oo, yung
nasa Fairview. Hindi ko alam yun. Nangyari doon.
Yan doon sa Fairview. Hindi ko ba nakwento yun?
No, yeah, I haven't told that story yet.
Nakwento ko na yata yun. Inuman kami sa, ano, dati ko work sa sukat, di ba?
Mm.
Tapos kayo inuman ko yung mga tao ko doon. Tapos, nalasing ako.
Mm.
Nagbasa ako pa ako eh.
Mm.
Tapos ginising ako, I woke up, ginising ako nung konduktor. Mm. Boss, kayo lang mag-isa dito. Sa dulo na kami. Ano lang sa Fairview?
At saan ka bababa?
Pasig.
Sa Pasig. Sa Show Boulevard. Sa Show. Sa
Show.
Show.
Tangina, layo, no?
Layo yun, man.
Sumakay ako. Pabalik.
Umabot ka na sa dulo.
Ano?
Fairview na.
Sumobra na naman.
Umabot ka na sa terminal ng bus.
O, sa dulong-dulo na ng Fairview. Tapos sumakay ako pabalik.
Tapos ikaw pa yung galit.
Oo, ako yung galit. Ngisi ako. Ano ba?
Oh, man.
Tapos... Kaya na, ako nilang mag-isa noon sa bus.
Lasing ka noon.
Lasing yun. So yan, ginigising.
You hate it.
By the way, pag sakay ko pabalik, sumobra na naman ako.
Saka mo?
Saan?
Makati naman. Totoo.
Oh.
Bumaba ako doon, nag-taxi
na
lang
ako. What time was this?
Umaga na noon.
What time was this?
Umaga na siguro, no?
Then! Tapos may pasok ka pa the next day?
Siguro, hindi ko na matanda. Baka Friday na, hindi ko na. Anyway, nung tapos na ng taxi na lang.
Yeah.
Nakatulog din.
Yeah, that's classic you, bro.
So, yun. Pag
what are your pet peeves when you commute, bro? Like in the bus. I hate it when somebody eats beside me. It's like sitting there, and then tangina may kakain ng maano talaga.
Mm.
Yung like, kunyari may katabi kang kumakain ng shawarma. Alam mo yung sa bus yung tatluhan kayo. And I hate it all the time because I don't want to be that guy who's in the middle.
Asil yun.
Kasi ang laki ko, di ba? I'm like huge, man. So everyone listening, if you don't know how I look like, I'm tall and I'm quite big. So pag nasa gitna ako, and the buses before, like the buses now are like better. Like medyo malaki na siya, but the buses before, you know those buses na may like Japanese characters, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like yung sa gilid, yung sa may bintana may like Japanese characters kasi luma. Those buses are fucking small, bro.
Yung mga bus na pang field trip.
Oh, yung ganon. Basta I mean, ano ang liliit noon, yung 3-seater daw, pero in real talagang pang dalawang tao lang.
2.5
lang. 2.5 and shit.
Alam mo yung
pang bata.
Alam mo yung pagka upo ka tapos yung katabi mo, ang laki pa ng space.
Yeah! Tapos ayaw niya gumalaw.
Oo.
Oo, tangina, inis na inis ako doon. So,
ang ginagawa ko pagka ganun? Ako sinasandalan ko siya.
Ako rin.
Di ka alis dyan, tangina mo.
Oh, yeah, I hate that. Yeah, fuck that, bro. But I haven't ridden a bus in a long time. In a long fucking time.
Ako, a year na ba? Hindi. A year na.
No, because of the COVID shit.
Yeah, because of COVID. Ever since it started.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
So, pet peeves.
Me, I hate it when driving. You know, I hate it when the taxi driver, na may kasabay kang taxi.
Ah, pare, bad trip yung mga taxi driver na
yun. Ayoko, nainis, I don't get it when a taxi driver, let's say sobrang traffic, diba? You're like waiting in a stoplight. And then there's one motherfucker taxi. Na
sisingit sa gilid mo
at tapos yung
pipilitin niya pumasok,
tapos ang hindi ko maintindihan, tangina yung nilamang naman niya isang kotse lang. Pero putang ina, he went through that fucking hassle to get out of his lane minsan gagutter pa sila in shit para lang mauna sila ng isang kotse. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. But that just like fucking pissed me off, bro.
Oh!
Like, sira na yung day ko noon and shit.
Nakaka-badtrip yun. Yung parang di pa nagsisignal, papasok lang. Tapos parang magkasagutan pa kayo. Parang pipilitin niya, pipilitin mo rin.
Yeah.
Pag nanalo ka, parang victory. Dito ako sa likod ko, gago.
Yeah, yeah. Ganun, happens ganun. Me, happens to
me. Pero pag natalo ka, magbabadtrip ka naman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fucking douche. How about when you get your change? Do you have like pet peeve in that? Like, I hate it when the sales lady gives me like 25 cents.
Ay, okay lang yun.
Oh, I hate it, bro.
Ang ayoko yung parang hindi ka makakabili kasi wala silang barya.
Yeah.
Oh, hassle yun.
Yeah.
Yun yung ayoko yung parang tas bastos pa yung itsura nung nagbibenta sa'yo.
Oo.
Parang, sir, wala pa kaming barya eh. So, hindi ko na mabibili to, ganun. Eh, wala po kaming barya eh. Alam mo yun, yung parang tangin na yun, siya pa yung galit sa iyo eh. Parang, tangin na, it's your job. You should have change.
Yeah, that is true.
Di ba, there's an act there na parang, you have to have change ready.
All the time, yeah.
Di ba? And kung walang change, you have to make change. Kasi tangin na, hindi naman pwede na, kasabihin mo sa manager mo, nakilang benta ka, sabihin mo.
Pero ako, depende sa tindahan eh. May mga ibang tindahan talaga, wala talaga silang barya. Depende, yeah. But, that's why what I do right now, because I hate it also when it happens to me. Talagang ako, pag kunyari 1,000 lang pera ko, ganyan, sometimes hindi na ako mabibili.
Paano pag talagang kailangan
mo? Pag kailangan mo na yun, syempre ibang usapan na yun.
Diba, parang,
yeah.
Natatay ka na, kailangan mo ng tissue paper, puta 1,000 yung pera mo. Tayo na ano yun, natatay ka sa harap niya, puta namamawis ka ng malamig, puta, yeah. Na kasi gusto bumili ng tissue paper.
Yeah.
Kago nga pala, natatay ako eh, kailangan mo ng tissue paper.
Yeah. Ah. Man, it's gonna pick me. Oh man, I got a cheat sheet here.
Calling a friend.
Yeah. Okay. Cheat sheet here by Micah. Okay. Loud talks in the cinema. Yeah, I hate fuck that. Yeah. I hate that.
Oh,
people talking loudly in the cinema.
Tayo nang tatanong sa yung. Ano nangyayari? Tayo nang to.
Yeah. De, ayoko yung pag nasa likod ko.
Ay, yung ano yung nagkukwentuhan na parang...
Hindi, yung maingay lang talaga siya. Oh, yung, oh, tangina, kanina nga, ganyan. Parang ako, I really look at it. Yeah, I really give them the stare, bro.
Yung minsan yung parang, yung pangalan niyan, si ganito eh.
Yeah.
Pero pagka normal movie.
Yeah, what's that?
Pagka, nanonood lang yung movie sa...
Bahay?
Laptop o sa bahay. Napipigun din kayo sa ganito.
Hindi.
Hindi naman.
Hindi. Pag sa cinema lang. Because you're paying for that shit.
See, usually, pag yung mga pinaparod mo sa ano, I don't usually watch anything new sa laptop ko. Parang lahat na pinaparod ko, reminiscent movies.
No, I mean, let's say, for example, you're watching fucking Avengers, Endgame, like the first time it was shown. And then meron sa likod, nagkikwento siya about chismis ng isang kapitbahay nila.
Hassle yun.
Wala nangyari yun sa'yo?
I mean, probably, because there are like so many times it happened to me that like, it just fucking pissed me off. Especially when they kicked my seat.
Yeah.
You know, yung nasisipa nila. You know?
Yeah.
Because ako kasi, when I'm in the cinema, I'm like polite. I mean, I as much as I can, I don't fucking do that. Because I know that if that happens... hassle siya. So, I don't really do that at all.
Alam ko na yung ayoko sa cinema, pare.
Mm.
Yung nag-excuse me ka, makikiraan, buta hindi pa rin ginagalaw yung tuhod niya.
Oo.
Tapos tumatagal ka sa harap niya, tapos parang nakikita mo kumukunot yung, putang ina yung mabadaan eh. Kasalanan mo rin, naihi na ako eh. Yeah, kasalanan ko ba na babalusoso ako sa lamig. Putang ina.
Yeah.
Paano kung siya pala parang, ina, hindi na makaurong eh.
Minsan, you know what that happens to me? Because I'm big, right?
Dulo na eh.
Sometimes. And then there's some cinemas na maliit. Yeah.
Oh, tumatayo muna.
Yeah, just stand up, bro. Just fucking stand.
Saglit lang naman
eh. So if you're listening to this show and you're in a fucking... I mean, no cinemas right now, but you gotta fucking stand, bro.
Oh, kasi naihi yung tao eh. Diba? Mm-hmm. And for me...
Yeah.
For me kasi, parang tawag dito, titingnan mo na hindi mo ma-enjoy yung film. Hindi niya rin ma-enjoy yung film. Kaya andito kayo kasi gusto nyo ma-enjoy yung film.
Yon.
Diba?
I remember there was one time we were watching Quiet Place. Remember that? Quiet Place?
Yeah.
And then we were in the middle because when we watch movies, we're always in the middle. And then, konti lang yung tao sa cinema, I remember. And then there was this old guy. You know, the old guys who doesn't give a fuck about the world anymore because they're fucking old. I mean, yung wala sila pakialam, like, I'm old. I can do whatever shit. Yeah. You know, di ba may mga ganun eh? Because when they're older, like that. there was this old guy. So Makati kami nanood dito. I think this was in Rockwell. Because in Makati, the senior citizen, they don't pay for shit. So they can just like go into cinemas and keep on watching. So there's like old man in the corner and he was eating like cornic. Like those loud ass chewing corn.
Ano po tayo maingay siya kumain? Kadiri yun sa cinema.
Gago, a quiet place eh. Yung a quiet place, di ba talagang absolutely no sound. No sound. But during the time when we were watching in the corner, and then we were like thinking like, man, did he just start the bag? Is he like halfway through his bag of cornix? Is he gonna fucking finish the bag of cornix? Because that's gonna take a while. And he was like, going through that bag of cornic for like, I don't know, 30 minutes or so.
And hindi ka hindi mo siya mapagsabihan.
Hindi. Because he's fucking old. I mean, I think it would be rude. See, I think that was like what's wrong with it. I mean, I don't know if you agree with me. Can you really, pwede mo mapagsabihan yung mga matatanda?
Gagunitin mo yung Thai commercial.
What?
I haven't seen that Thai commercial.
No, there are a lot of Thai
commercials. No. Itong nag-circulate recently, nung Christmas.
Ano?
Na parang, tawag dito, there's this Thai girl, tapos there's a, kasama niya yung mga relatives niya, and tinitira siya ng lahat ng relatives niya, then she just becomes, tawag dito, all honest na parang, how much is your pension? She's making more, then your son is a drug addict. Tawag dito, where's the 300,000?
I never saw that. There's
a commercial like that na parang it's showing that.
So what's the moral of the story?
Na parang everybody should respect each other.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Na parang kahit elders ka, parang you have to be... kasi usually elders, there's a culture of elders na parang, oh, how much are you making? Oh, you're fat? Are you married? Yung ganon. Mm-hmm. Eh maraming butthurt sa ganun na
stuff. May ganun culture tayo.
Meron. Actually, maraming families na ganun. Usually, Asian families.
Oh, Asian
families. Yeah, they really judge you for how much you make. Yeah. What do you do?
You think that's ever gonna change, though?
I don't know. Maybe. Most likely.
Yeah.
So, what? Other Raph, you know what? You know what, Raph? When this episode starts, wala pa sinasabi na pet peeve. Aside from sleeping.
No, I keep thinking about
it. And he keeps on asking us, parang, pag gano'n na parang, what's your pet peeve? Parang,
I have a pet peeve, bro. I have a pet peeve. I remember before, kasi ngayon puro like, Zoom meetings, right, and shit. I hate it when somebody like clicks their ball pen.
Oh.
You know, so Zoom mga ball pen. Nee, nee, not in the, yeah, I mean, sometimes, I cause I work with this person. She's in my distributor, and that's her thing. Whenever she's in a meeting, she would click her ball pen. Like that. And, whenever we had a meeting before, I couldn't really just tell her, but it really like bothers me and shit. Like all the time. Like whenever I'm like explaining or doing something and then I start hearing the and I'm like, I would stop and like, shit like that. And ngayon, dahil naka-zoom na tayo and shit, narinig ko yun in the background. I don't know.
Ano ginagawa mo?
Wala. I'm just like, fuck.
Please mute.
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't. No, because sometimes, siya yung kausap ko. The one-on-one lang siya.
So, parang pag narinig niya to, then alam na niya na dapat siya.
Yeah, I don't think she listens to the fucking show. But if she does...
That's what you think.
Yeah, but if she does...
When I said that, no, walang ka-workmate that was listening to the show, meron!
Meron pala.
Yeah. Shout out to that.
Yeah. Ako sa tingin ko.
Kay Chef Rankin, meron.
Wala, yeah.
Kay Chef Rankin, shout out.
Oh, shout out to you, man. Chef who?
Chef Rankin. Kung
Franklin? Yeah.
Rankin.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Chef? Man, I hate it when they, like, click the ball pens and shit. That, like, piss me off. No, I mean, it's not really that piss me off, but it's kind of, like, something that I'm like, stop doing that. But I don't really say.
Yeah.
Because some pet peeves, you kind of don't like it, but you can live through it.
Yeah.
Para sa pag kumakain ng maingay. I mean, I don't usually, you don't usually just tell someone that. Oh, you're eating noisy. Pero, syempre, if kumare, friends or family, pwede. Pero pag kumare hindi mo kakilala, parang, you just have to live through it.
Right. Are you the type who hates it? And I did this a while ago when we were eating. Like, doing the double dip?
I don't mind, though. I don't mind kung tayo-tayo lang.
Yeah.
Pag di ko kilala, siguro.
So let's say, for example, you're in the office and somebody like,
may nagpakain. Dinobol dip yung daliri mismo.
Yeah. Okay ka ba doon?
No way, man.
Yeah. Or yung, so. Or, I mean, but are you fine with that?
Well, I think we're relatively considerate with the double dip thing. Yeah. I think, tayo, in our group.
Yeah, in our group, yeah, because we're fine, because we know everybody. Yeah. I mean, we share Red X's and shit, right?
Yeah, indeed.
So that's fine. But,
Yossi nga eh, tayo na nag-Yossi pa mga Yossi.
Nagpapasa ka kayo, isang Yossi, di ba? Okay lang yun. Pero let's say,
kung sino yung wet smoker.
Oh. Sabi lang, wet smoker, good kisser, di ba? Yun yung saying before. Remember that shit?
Alam mo yung pag wala ka ng Yossi noon, nas parang magkakasama kayo, tas isa na lang yung may Yossi. Yossi tayo, tas isa na lang to eh.
But we're in the office.
Atina lang tayo.
Let's say in the office, like what happened a while ago, we ordered chicken from SNR. Right? SNR, baka naman. No. So, we ordered chicken with gravy, and then the gravy was just like in one place.
Yeah.
So, I double dipped.
I double dipped too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she was giving me the stare. She was like, "What are you doing? Why'd you did that?"
Yeah, I double dipped.
I double dipped.
Yeah, I double dipped.
Oh, I didn't.
I double dipped. But I mean, to us, it's fine because we're, you know, yeah.
But you know, if it was a different case, like we're having dinner, there was a bowl of gravy. We'd have a spoon there. And,
yeah, true.
You know, he
and no, the point is, tayo, okay lang yun. But when you're in your office, and then your office mate double dips, you're gonna give him like, you mean, tatayo yung kilay mo, pare. Parang, uy, putang ina, ano yan? Why are you fucking doing that? It's impolite, bro. So, I mean, so you issue with the double dip in the office? Probably.
Oh, yung kalalain na yung magpe-prayer pa lang may pagkain ka na.
Happens to me a lot.
Ako yata yun.
Ako lagi ganun. Sometimes she would like to pray. And then when we're gonna eat, like ako nakasubo na ako. Ay, pray muna tayo. Putang na, nakasubo na ako. Ay, sorry. Happens to me all the time, bro. Yeah.
Ako wala akong maisip na yun eh.
See?
I mean, you got nothing?
We're like halfway here and he's like, he's still
you got
right
nothing,
now.
Bro? Like, you don't complain about or, shit?
Maybe nothing comes to mind at the moment, but not a lot of things piss me off, man. I mean,
that's not true. You know, always get pissed off.
Oh my, you always get pissed off.
I do.
Yes, you
what
do.
What about?
A little things. So you're like, I know, you're mostly the guy who gets pissed off about something that's.
Pero hindi kasi siya mukhang galit pag galit siya eh. Alam mo yun?
No. I've seen it explode a lot. Like, tangina, nakakainis.
Yeah, but
and normally, pag matagal ka sa pila or something like that.
Ah, yeah. Okay, long lines.
Yeah, piss you off. Like, especially yung, alam mo yung nasa pila ka, tapos may bumibili.
What about traffic?
Tapos matagal yung bumibili.
Doesn't traffic piss you off na ang tagal-tagal mo sa traffic kasi malalaman mo na yung cost ng traffic is something stupid like yung isang tao na tayo, pinipilit niya lang yung isang lane or something like that.
Yeah.
Or nag-U-turn sa dapat walang
U-turn. The thing about traffic in this country is like it's a fact of life.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, if you get traffic, like you kind of expect it already. Ako, ang naiinis ako dun sa mga, you know how when you drive, tas, alam mong maluwag yung kaling yun, and then suddenly a traffic enforcer shows up.
Oh,
and then the moment a traffic enforcer shows up, nagta-traffic bigla. Ever did that happen to you?
Yeah. Sa Bigutan, usually.
All the time. We were there yesterday. We went to Bigutan yesterday. We got RFID installed.
Ah.
Yeah. I know what you're saying. It's my Skyway.
Yeah.
Na merong ano.
Alam mo, pet peeve ko. Sa grocery, kapag yung sa umagang-umaga, tas lahat naman open, tas wala naman tao. Tas kumari, pwede ka naman pumunta, may cart ka, tas pupunta ang, tawag dito, yung basket lane na open naman.
Mm.
Tapos, pwede ka naman dun, sabihin na basket lane, parang,
ah, selyo.
Parang, ano pinagkaiba ng basket? Eh, konti lang naman to. Oh. Wala pa to sa sampo. Parang, kailangan ko palipat sa basket.
Ayoko yung mga ano, pare, yung mga nag-grocery na meron silang cart na may basket sa loob.
Alam mo, may story ako dyan.
Oh.
Dala-dala ko basket, punta ako dun sa, yung ano, ang tawag na?
Sa cart lane.
Mm.
Bawal po. Mm. Kailangan na sa cart. Puta, di pinatong ko. O yan, tangin
yeah,
na sa
yeah,
cart.
Yeah. But there are some people who do that. So that when the opportunity comes, lilipat lang sila ng basket lane or cart lane. Hate it.
Ah, kasi dalawa-dalawa. Yeah. Alam ko, kasi kami ever since, meron kaming basket talaga sa loob.
Right.
May basket talaga kami sa loob. Kasi, pag nag-grocery kami ng family, noon, split up.
Okay.
Ano kami? Oh, let's split. kailangan matapos tayo, ano, matapos, ano kami, rush grocery kami.
Yeah.
So, kumari, lima kami, papasok kami.
Ah, ganun kaya lagi?
Ganun kami. Oh, ikaw sa meet, ikaw dito, ikaw dito, ikaw dito, ikaw dito, dito rendezvous point natin.
Wow. Even before COVID yan?
Oo.
Ah, talaga?
That's very systematic, bro.
Rendezvous, yeah. Rendezvous, man. Oh, James, you go with the meat. TJ, get the, this one.
But if you think about
this
it,
one, that, Dad gets this one, Tasha gets this one.
That takes off the joy of like being in a grocery because sometimes you just want to trudge the whole lane and then you're like,
you'd want to do that when you're alone.
Yeah, that's true. I do groceries alone.
When you're with five people, what you do is you do it systematically.
That's interesting.
Because you want to get out.
Yeah.
How do you guys do it?
Me, normally, if yung entrance near, I mean, I go through a zigzag lane. Like, I go through all the lines. But normally, I should do my non-food first before the wet ones.
No, yeah. Kasi kung palabas ka eh.
Yeah.
Pero kasi sa amin, yun nga. Kaya nga, one time, nag-grocery kami dalawa ng girlfriend ko, si Jazz.
Mm.
Hindi ako sanay sa system na iniikot mo yung ganun kasi maraming tao and you wanna go out lalo na ngayon na may COVID. So you wanna go out agad ng grocery.
Right.
And first time na yung mag-grocery sa Magnolia so parang hindi ako sanay na parang we're looking for stuff one by one. And
speaking of groceries, man, do you hate it when the cashier is slow?
Ay!
Yeah!
Hassle yun.
Yeah. Diba yung merong isang, you know how when you're lined up in like, nyari tatlong kahera yan. Tapos yung linya mo, takin ang bagal ng kahera.
Tapos yung nakita mo sa kabila, yun,
mabilis.
Yun yung sinasabi ko dun sa bangko, kung ba't di ako umalis. Yun yung sinasabi ko, kasi meron siyang ganun systems na nangyayari.
Tapos, eto, hate ko talaga to, and this always happens. Yung nasa harapan mo, nagbayad siya ng card, or debit, tapos putang tagal nung debit card niya. Salam yung nasa harapan mo siya, tapos ikaw na yung next in line, tapos tangin na yung debit card niya, hindi tinatanggap or di gumagana. Tapos putang tagal niyo doon, di ba? Tapos yung nasa likod mo, biglang lumipat na sa kabila kasi tapos nauna pa siya sa'yo. Tapos ikaw nakapila ka
tas
rin.
Tapos lumipat ka rin, tapos na siya.
Tapos
mahaba na yung pila doon.
Yun. Tangina, I hate it.
Yun yung mga bagay.
Whenever that happens to me, I feel like I was defeated or something. No, for real, man. Like,
you're in need of luck.
Tapos yun, tangina, parang that's like the worst shit ever. Always happens to me, bro. Okay, I hate it.
Pag mabagal yung kaya natin. Minsan, bibilisan ko pa eh. Bibigay ko sa kanya. Ito na.
Yeah. Tapos nakikipagkwentuhan pa dun sa nagbabag.
Oh.
Yeah, I hate that. I gotta ask you though, about something about again in like food and shit. Do you hate it when people don't use the serving spoon? Like you see them, like this happened to me in the office one time. Okay.
So obvious.
Like we had like food and then one of my office mates okay like use their fork and like
as long as yung fork na yun, okay as long as yung fork na yun, hindi niya pa sinusubo
nasubo
okay
na niya lang. Used it
okay kadiri yun
sa akin as long as wala siyang ma-touch na iba kung kunwari ang galing mo parang yun lang okay mabibilib pa
tapos nakakainis pa dun alam mo yun tapos nila kayo hat tapos na tapos yung pagkain tapos may yung parang lumalabas yung chumachani pa yung gano'n I'm like so I really looked at her and I told her like, dude, take the whole thing. Hindi yung tangina, yung alam mo yung may mahabang pagkain na gano'n, tapos yung gagamitin pa niya yung tinidor niya, yung gaganunin niya. Tapos kukunin niya yung portion lang. I'm like, dude, take the whole fucking thing, man. I mean, pinasok ko na yung tinidor mo dyan eh. I mean, that just like, fucks me up all the time.
That thieves. Oh, ano pa, James?
See? Up until now, man.
Ano ba? Sige, help
you
me.
Have no contribution to this
what
episode.
What else?
He's like, wala, I'm still thinking of a pet peeve right now.
But kasi pet peeve. Ano? Oh, sige, what pissed me off before?
I don't fucking know.
I don't know, Timmy. Go.
He's so calm. You're like a Buddha, you know?
Maybe not at the moment.
Me, you know what I hate also?
Oh.
When somebody mispronounces my real name.
Linus.
my real name is Linus, by the way.
Oh, Linus. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I know.
Linus,
Lino. I know when you start to call me and then you're trying to sell me something and you mispronounce my name.
Bababain mo na agad.
No, I'm like, no, not buying from you. Sorry. Is this Mr. Linus Adrian? And I'm like, nope. Not gonna buy from you, shit.
Buti nila hindi Esan pangalan
mo. Yan, ba yun si Esan? Si Esan? Cesar?
Cesan?
Sasan? Sana? And then nobody gets me. I hate it. When they mispronounce my fucking name.
How about you?
You got nothing.
Idiot.
Mag-isip ako.
Really, again, nothing?
Kasi sobrang blank niya, pare. Right, blank.
Right now? Yeah.
Super blank.
What do you hate about, like, video calls right now and shit?
Video calls?
I hate it when somebody's not on mute. And you hear the background music.
Ah, ang ayaw ko yung nagsasalita na. Tapos,
why didn't you ask him to mute?
No, I mean, sasabihin mo naman at the start of the meeting. Eh. Like, yeah, I always say,
kung di siya nakamute, excuse me, please mute your...
Yeah, we always say that. But to me, it's like you're... That's like, dapat alam mo na yon. You don't fucking leave your mic open. Then everybody hears your family at the background screaming and shit.
I mean, may aso.
Alam mo na yon dapat. Alam mo na yon dapat.
Sa background may aso.
Yung mag-aano ka pa. Ay, meron atang hindi naka-mute. Paki-mute po. Di ba lagi may ganon? Hate that. You should know, man. You're in a fucking meeting. Ako kasi, when I'm in a meeting, I always... Parang automatic na sa akin yun. I put my, ano, I put everything on mute. Like in Zoom, it's Control M. I think so. Control
yeah,
M.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like I know it already. Like every time I stop talking, I will mute it and shit. Because it's disrespectful. What else you got, man? No, you got anything, Raph? Like some other thing? You know what I hate? I hate it when you post a selfie and you're a guy. Hate it. Don't post a selfie when you're a guy.
Naked.
Naked. You post yourself naked and you're a guy and you're not gay. Nah. Well, it depends though. But if you're like, you worked your ass for it, so I'm fine with that. But if you're a guy and then you post a selfie like with your arms out and shit like that and you take a photo of yourself driving and shit.
That's stupid, man.
No, man, people do it, bro. People
how about like the drive?
How about like the drive, you know?
Bakit?
Ah, exactly my point. That's why when I see it, I'm like, fuck, man, why do you fucking do that?
That's dangerous, man.
Yeah.
Man, you guys got a lot of hate.
Actually, you think about it, yeah. And these things, I don't really, like, keep it out. I just keep it to myself.
Indeed.
Because I don't...
Oh, no, he's a peaceful... He's a Buddha. Out.
Yeah, they don't have anything. Don't like
he's
piss
like
you
so,
off, bro.
He's like so relaxed.
Yeah.
I don't like it when people wake me up, man.
That's your only pet peeve in your house. Like, anything?
Yeah, you know what? Okay. This will be my homework. In our next episode, I'm going to list it down. If something pisses me off, you know.
Nah, actually, kung wala, that's good.
Okay, good.
That's a good thing.
Okay.
Because it's like, wow, nothing pisses you off.
Okay.
Things piss me off, but...
The reason why I ask this question is it like, for example, you got a lot of pet peeves?
Uh-huh. Are you angrier?
No, man. I mean, is it a thing about maturity? The way you manage your pet peeves and shit?
I'm guessing.
Could be.
Pero kasi,
like you right now, you don't have a fucking pet peeve. Because is it because you're that mature already? You think about it? Or you got too much shit in your life, you don't want to deal with other shit?
Or maybe
you know
he's,
what?
Just,
you know
more
what?
Understanding of stuff.
No, you know what I've been thinking this whole time? What is it in my life that pisses me off? But honestly, my life for the past 3 years has been just family. And I love it. And That's it.
You mean you don't go out that much?
Yeah,
is that it?
I don't.
Not even when you're driving?
Well,
like when you're in NLEX and then suddenly somebody in the ETC lane
major
who's like
new
driving cash
LA.
And shit, you don't get pit with that?
I do, but...
You want to say something?
But it's not a pet peeve is something that you get pissed off about all the time.
Not really.
Like noisy eating.
Oh yeah,
any
yeah.
kind of noisy eating, anytime.
No, I think pet peeve is about something that you're pissed off that not everybody is pissed off.
Yeah, it just ticks you off.
Is that
that's
it?
A,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
A, ticks you off. That's yeah. a pet peeve. So long lines, for example. But I'm not always pissed off with long lines.
Not all the time.
It's not a pet peeve. Then,
yeah.
Right. So let's say, for example, yeah, I do get bothered about people eat noisy, but not as much as you. So it's not so much a pet peeve.
Hmm.
What else did you guys?
Paano nung withdraw sa ATM?
Yeah, he's not over that.
Ako, depend. Ano eh, kung nasa good mood naman ako.
Me, I hate that. Yung matagal mo withdraw sa ATM. Like, how long can you fucking take? Seriously.
You know why? Yeah. Kasi tawag dito, exposed ka.
I mean, not only that, you're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah. Diba? Parang, mag-withdraw ka. Parang, you want to get money and get out.
Keep your cash in the shed, man.
Diba? Mm. Parang may purpose ka kaya ka nandun. Kaya dapat mabilis ka. Hindi yung pagdating mo dun, naisipan mo lang na naglalakad ka na parang mag-withdraw nga ako ng pera.
Mm.
Pumunta lang ako dun. Patatagaling ko sarili ko mga 10 minutes ako dun nag-withdraw.
No, tsaka it's supposed the like the concept of an ATM is like you're supposed to be staying there for like 5 minutes max.
5 minutes kapag may activate ka lang or talagang
yeah, but isipin mo 1 minute ka kaya na, diba? And you're fucking out, right?
Kasi
yeah.
Pag emergent alam mo, pag emergency ka, hindi ka rin matatagalan sa ano, mas minamadali mo nga yung ano eh.
Mm.
Yung machine. Ayaw mo yung machine na matagal.
Mm.
Parang ako pinupuntahan ko, laging alam ko ito, mabilis yung machine na to.
Yes.
Nabuburat din ako pag mabagal yung machine kasi hindi dapat mabagal yung machine mo.
Yeah.
Kasi nag-withdraw ka ng pera and you're exposed.
It's true, man. My bank's East-West Bank, all their fucking ATMs, fucking slow.
Fuck ATMs.
East-West Bank, bro. I don't know why I'm with that bank. Jeez. I don't know. I don't get it. Yeah. You know what? Your pet peeve the other day or you're like, what do you call that? Misadventure? Unfortunate event?
Ako?
Yeah. With the ATM, I mean, that warranted a whole new episode about shit that we hate. Imagine that. Because yeah. You were so mad, man.
And I'm still mad right now.
You're still mad right now?
Kanina.
Every time you go to an ATM, you're fucking mad?
Hindi naman. Actually, kanina, parang tumagal lang ako saglit kasi nainis ako sa mga ATM na parang hindi sila nagluluwa ng tawag dito, parang may kailangan may dividend dapat. Napipigon ako
dun. What do you mean?
Parang, you want to withdraw 1,100.
Ah, kailangan 500 lang and 1,000.
Oh, kasi gusto mo rin, may parang barya ka eh.
Yeah.
Siya papayag. Mm. So, tatry mo naman 1,500. Ayaw niya pa rin sa 1,500.
Does it piss you off pag yung ATM walang resibo?
No.
You know, no, not really.
Kasi may online banking naman ako eh.
Ah, okay. I mean, it pisses me off.
Ako hindi.
Yeah.
I'm good with...
Especially when you're waiting there for it to come out with the receipt and then nothing comes out.
Alam mo, nainis ako sa ATM na madumi.
Yeah. Yung, happened to me one
yung
time.
Yung tinapon lahat yung pagpasok mo sa ATM machine.
Nasa taas.
Nasa sahig. Yeah. Parang ako, may time na nasa isang mall ako, nag-withdraw ako. Tapos nakita ko may mga papel doon.
Anong ginagawa mo sa papel mo? Pagka ikaw naman.
Tapon ko sa basura.
He's a responsible dude, man.
So, hindi, siguro
naman walang basurahan, kaya ganun.
Hindi, may basurahan sa tabi eh.
Pero meron mga ATM walang basurahan, di ba? Tapos na...
Nalagay ko sa bulsa ko.
Nah, he's a responsible dude. Throw it anywhere.
Ako iniisip.
Ako ginawa ko one time, kumuha ng papel, tas kinuha ko lahat, tas tinapon ko.
Damn, bro.
Galing.
That's how he respects ATM so much.
Good
if you
citizen.
Don't respect it, if you don't respect it, you get fucking pissed.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I remember one time I was making a withdrawal. I think it was about 7:30 in the morning. And then the janitor of the bank, because I was doing it in the ATM. Alam niyo sa labas ng banko may ATM lagi.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, I'm doing that. Tapos yung janitor, he wanted to clean the ATM. So, ginawa niya, winalis niya yung ATM, like, using his valise. I got mad, bro. Like, I told the janitor, winalis mo nga yung dumi ng valise mo naman, nilagay mo naman sa ATM.
Kadiri yun.
Oh, man. And I didn't use it. And I said, like, tapos sinabi ako yung guard. Sabi ko, pare, paninis niyo yan. Sabi ko, kasi yung pinangwawalis niya sa sahig, ginano niya rin sa ATM eh.
Dapat pupunasan niya dapat yun.
Exactly, right? What the fuck was that? Piss me off, bro. Like, Jesus Christ.
Gawain naman yun, man.
Yeah. So, James's episode, James's, like, rant the other day warranted a whole episode for pet peeves. Imagine that.
If we look through our past episodes, there must have been a rant for this right there.
I don't think so.
Meron yata.
No, I don't think so.
No? He was hot-headed before.
There was one, maybe.
He was, the episodes that were shot before November.
What were you mad about?
We have to re-listen to those episodes.
Indeed.
I don't know, bro. I don't know what you were mad about.
Meron,
I think you're
meron,
mad about
meron.
Something.
Yeah, it must have been so. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, so I guess we're gonna wrap this up, bro.
Yeah.
So, listeners, what pisses you off, man? Because James is pissed off. Till now. 2 weeks later, still fucking pissed off.
Usa.
Yeah. You gotta take a chill pill, bro.
Yeah. Itong ATM na to. Medyo ang ATM.
Ruined your new year, huh?
It's a touchy subject.
Yeah. All right, we gotta go, bro. Wrap this up.
Anyway, so this is us from the 24G podcast. My name is James.
I'm Ram.
My name is Butch.
Thank you very much.
Stay cool, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.